it's absolutely scandalous when you look at these figures in the middle of a housing crisis that government has allowed this situation to transpire. We have 155 council houses that are lying empty across the county at this point in time. But worse than that, 82 of them have been lying empty, boarded up for more than a year now. And that's just not acceptable. Nearly 70 houses in the county council houses lying empty for 2 years. And, you know, I have people, as Deputy McLaughlin has, families coming in desperation, looking for social homes and can't get a social home because of the lack of supply. These are people who are risk of homelessness, people who are seriously anxious, have got in some cases mental health and family breakdown because of the stress and strain that is being placed in their housing situation. And Donegal is not unique. Across the state, we find that 2,600 council homes are lying empty, and over 750 of those are lying empty for over a year. And you know, and I'm just tired of the blame game from government. The reality is that this is the local authorities are not being funded adequately, not being funded to bring these homes back into use, and it needs to end now.
And is it down to funding, or how did it become that these houses had the opportunity to become empty whenever we have such long lists?
Well, look, when people come out of a council house, they have to be brought up then to the relevant standard. And to do that, you actually need capital injection. The councils need capital injection. If they don't have that money, they can't bring the house up to the necessary standard. And that's the rules. It has to be brought up to the necessary standard before somebody else is allowed to go into it. These are government rules. You know, and government would like to say, well, it's the local authority's problem. The issue is here, this isn't a Donegal issue. This is an issue right across the state. As I said, 2,600 council houses lying empty in the middle of a housing crisis. When we think of the 14,000 people that are in emergency accommodation, those children that are being brought up in hotel rooms right across our state, they make up just over 2,500 families. We have over 2,500 council houses lying empty. It's absolutely disgraceful. And this is a government that's been there long enough. They should have a grip on this here and the need to actually deal with this issue. Instead of what they've been doing over the last number of weeks is basically flying kites about this, that and the other, when the reality is sitting and the solutions are sitting under their noses, and that is the empty houses that exist in every single county, including Donegal, many of them lying boarded up for over 2 years. Get them back into use, get a family in them and make them a permanent home.
And I suppose just as perspective from the finance spokesperson of your party, what would have been more cost effective? You know, we're seeing the acquisition of maybe like turnkey acquisitions, trying to build more social homes, or you know, getting these up to code so that they can be used.
Look, there is, you know, this isn't something that you need a degree in economics to figure out. It costs far more to accommodate a family in emergency accommodation than it would to actually provide the necessary funding to our local authorities across the state to bring these boarded up houses into use. That is what that is the simple thing that is needed. It is the political thing that is needed. It is the humane approach to these families. When we think of the families, the kids, the family network that is absolutely being disrupted. This isn't just about houses. This is about kids that are going to be scarred for life because they are, you know, living in B&Bs and hotels. It's not acceptable in this day and age, and the resources are there. This year we will have a surplus of 8 billion, not million, but 8 billion euro. Next year we will have a similar surplus. That's money that we're not even going to spend. The money is there. What isn't there is the cop-on in government and the political will to actually deal with this issue. And as I said, it needs to end, and it needs to end now.
Finally then, Deputy Rorty, if it is such a simple solution, then why is it not being done? I suppose people will be wondering, listen to this.
Well, look, we've said for many, many years that this government is out of ideas. We have made the case in relation to boarded up houses for many years in relation to the government. At different times, they come up with an initiative that releases more money to local authorities once a bit of publicity or attention is put on it, and local authorities then get some of these houses back into use. That isn't what we need. We don't need a drip-drip effect. We don't need a government that's responding to the next crisis. We need a government that understands against the plan. And this is all about ideology at the end of the day. And look, we're going to continue. We're going to raise it. We have a motion down in the Dáil next week in relation to this very issue. And as I said, it can't be brushed off as one bad local authority versus the other, because there is, as I said, 2,600 council houses lying vacant across the state, and 750 of them have been vacant for over a year. And that's just not acceptable in anybody's playbook.